Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I think one of the objections that can cause people to have a season of doubt, I mean, on the emotional side of things, is definitely the problem of pain and suffering. Because some of the greatest Christian leaders, you know, have had, you know, tragedy befall them. And I think about Gary Habermas. Gary Habermas is the world expert on the resurrection of Christ, PhD from Michigan State. And I was doing a master's degree at Liberty, and Habermas was a reader on my thesis, and we were just in awe of him because in addition to being a world-class scholar, you know, he's just such a nice person, mm-hmm. one of the kindest, gentlest, and we've taken him to huge events, and, you know, when many speakers go to the green room to just sequester away, man, Habermas will stand there for just, you know, an hour talking to everybody, one of the kindest, dearest people in the world. And yet, his wife, Debbie, came down with stomach cancer and died at a very young age. I mean, like, I don't know, late 30s, 40 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, well, here's a guy who's given his entire life to defending Jesus, and his spouse dies of cancer. I could tell you many stories like that.
Wow.
So I do say this, and it's not a cliche, and, you know, there might be somebody listening, and you've lost a loved one this year, maybe Thanksgiving tomorrow, maybe there's going to be an empty seat at the dinner table, and this is hard for you going into the holidays and all that. But you know what? Christianity is not the subtraction of all your problems, but it is the addition of God's presence and sustenance through the times of trouble. And Christianity is the one worldview that really gives purpose to suffering. We are not promised a pain-free life, but what we are promised, if we're willing to entrust our present and our future to the Lord, that He will teach us things about His faithfulness we never otherwise could have known. He will uphold us. And then for this journey, rightfully taken, will be rewarded in heaven. So I would say one of the things that makes Christianity unique is that it really is the only worldview that in a existentially satisfying, fulfilling way can inspire hope and give actual purpose and even benefit, ultimate benefit, to the struggles of life.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.